I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan transportation funding bill has cleared its first hurdle in the state Senate. Lawmakers lowered the proposed sales tax increase from 0.62% to a half cent in an effort to make it more palatable to voters. The measure heads to the Senate Finance Committee. Organizers of a forum on cannabis and homelessness in Pueblo today say there's a misperception that legalized pot has drawn a larger transient population to Colorado. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky has more.
A study by the Federal Department for Housing and Urban Development found that California, Washington, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. saw the largest increases in homeless populations between 2015 and 2016. All had legalized marijuana. Dr. Donald Burns studies homelessness at the University of Denver and is presenting at the forum. He says the relationship between cannabis and homelessness is more a perception than a reality, which can be damaging.
It reinforces negative stereotypes about people experiencing homelessness. And what it says is, oh, they're all a bunch of stoners.
He says many aren't visible. For example, single moms living in their cars with their children. Burns says the data available to analyze the relationship between marijuana and homelessness is not very comprehensive. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.